Sukkah Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How the mitzvah of Lulav done? We're talking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash by the Harabais. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. The first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos. Molichin Es Lulavein LaHarabais. They brought the Lulavim to the Harabais. We're not dealing with a shul that's outside the Harabais. We're actually dealing with what happened outside the Beis HaMikdash. So they brought it there, Erev Shabbos. V'chazonin mekablin mehen v'soydu noisen agav itztaba. And the chazanim, the people that were in charge, like the shamashim, they received the lulavim from each person, and they would arrange them on top of the itztaba. The itztaba was like a platform that went around, like a bench that went around the perimeter of the area, and on top of it also stuck out like a board, almost like some gutters that are very wide outside of houses. It sticks out. It had a similar kind of look. We had this before by the itztaba when we discussed the sukkah with Dofen Akuma in one of the previous Mishnayos. But Tiferes Yisrael explains the reason that it was placed on the benches was because right above it, when the boards projected outside, it provided it some shade so it wouldn't dry out. So that's why they put it there. Vazakenim menichin es shalahen belishka. And the zakenim, the Rav explains that they were afraid that tomorrow they shouldn't be pushed around. Menichin es shalahen belishka. They left their lulavim in a separate chamber. Tiferes Yisrael explains it was a separate room that was designated for them. Umalamdin oisam loymar. And the chazanim, the shamashim, would teach everybody to say the following: Kol misha megil lulavi biyado harei hu lo b'matana. Anybody that ends up with my lulav, the lulav should be his. The Torah says l'kachtem lachem. We've said previously, you cannot be yotzi with a borrowed lulav on the first day of Yontif. It has to be yours. Therefore, since, like Tosfos Yontif explains, there were a lot of people there, not like we had in the previous Mishnayos, where it was a shul and there was a much greater possibility that you would find your own lulav. Here, with such a large olam in the Harabayis, you had to have this where everybody should say, whoever gets my lulav, it should be theirs. So therefore, it's a matana. I'm giving it wholeheartedly to them. And therefore, they would also be yotzi. Everybody would be yotzi with taking a lulav. L'morcho mashkim move on. So what actually happened? Next morning, everybody got up early and they came. V'achazonin zorkin oysam lefneim. And the chazanim threw the lulavim at them. V'ein mechatvinu makin ish es chavero. And they all grabbed the lulavim and each one was hitting his friend. And the Meiri explains what was going on is everybody was fighting each other because they were trying to get the own lulav because they didn't want to be samech on this t'nai where people would be saying whoever finds it tomorrow, it should be theirs. They wanted to find their own lulav. So it became chaotic. U'kishro beisin shebo lidei sakana. When beisin saw that this was causing a sakana, a danger, hiskinu sheyeh kol echad ve'echad notel bebeiso. They were misakin that each person should take the lulav in his house. And this is obviously, even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would not bring the lulavim to the Harabais.